tell me this.
Who are we to judge what other people do?
Take a look at yourself
and you'll find some folks too. Sweep around your door
before you try to
sweep around mine.
Well, 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 you need to
sweep around your front door
before you try to
sweep around mine.
Here's another thing, yo. You're always on the telephone putting down on someone else. Now y'all know y'all do that. But you need to take a look inside. Stop, look in the mirror and check yourself. And here's the reason why.
'Cause we all have sinned and come short of God's glory today.
So we don't have time to spread hearsay.
I wouldn't let it be said I waited too late.
Clean it up.
Stop going around talking about your friends.
Just clean it up.
Hey, don't you know
that that's a sin?
Clean it up.
How can you criticize someone else?
Clean it up.
When you are doing wrong yourself.
Clean it up.
Be careful how you throw us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI. Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right, because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
Amen. We're on the battlefield for the Lord. But we could just sing just a little bit of Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross.
Jesus,
yeah, Lord. Me near thy cross. Come at this hour, God. Hush. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we approach thy throne of mercy, God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you for being who you are, God. Thank you for being God. Thank you, Lord God. Father, we come humble as we know how. For we know, God, that you have been good to us, Lord, and we can't help but say thank you. You brought us, Father, from a mighty long ways. And Lord, we realize that you're not through with us yet. But we're grateful, God, that it's you that work it in us, God, to will and to do your good pleasure. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. And Lord, we just want to praise and exalt your holy name. We want the world to know, God, whose side we're on, God. We want them to know, God, that we love you, Lord God. For you are worthy of all of the praise and all of the exaltation and all of the glory and honor belong to you. We bless you for this day. We bless you for the church, oh God. And Father, we just pray that you would just impart into us your wisdom, Lord. The revelation, oh God. We pray, God, that you would fill us, oh God, and that we might know the hope of our calling, God. Oh, Lord, that you may, God, just show us, oh God, the things that you would have us to do, Lord, and that we, God, would do them willingly, oh Heavenly Father. We ask that you would bless our coming together here, God. Bless our efforts, God, in your name, Jesus. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Every home represented here today, you are able to meet our needs, oh God, and we are grateful, God. We thank you, Lord God, for our daily bread, Lord, our daily provisions, God. But most of all, we thank you for Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who you sent into this world to die that we might have a right to the tree of life. Father God, we thank you, Lord. And Lord, we pray for the lost that they might be saved, God. And they will come into the knowledge of you, O God, knowing that you are God. And besides you, there is no other God. Look down upon our leaders, O God, our president, our governors, our mayors, our nation, O God. Father, help them to turn their face towards you, to seek wisdom and guidance from you, Lord God, that they may know how to lead this, thy people. And Lord God, that we may be a light to those that are lost. To the Gentile nations, God, that they may truly know that you are God. And Father God, we pray, God, that you would just bind us so close together that one cannot fall for the other. And now, Lord, as we begin to look at your word, God, we ask that you illuminate it, God. Give us revelation knowledge, not our will to be done, but we pray always for your will to be done. Continue to bless Mount Olive in every way, God. Bless Pastor Dunkley, the shepherd you have placed over this flock. Bless his wife, his household, God. Keep them, Lord, in their way, God. And Lord God, we'll be careful always to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'd like to say good morning to everybody and happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. It's just good to be here today. There is a word from the Lord coming out of Psalms 37, beginning at verse 23, 24, and 31. And it simply reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. And though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. The law of his God," verse 31, "the law of his God is in his heart, and none of his steps shall slide or slip. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Yeah. The steps of a good man.
All right.
The steps of a good man. What is a good man? What constitutes a good man? And I know that we say, you know, I've heard people say, and I'm pretty sure that you have too, that, you know, I'm a good person. You know, I do all that I'm supposed to do according to the household and to the family and whatever. And that may make you a good person, but not according to God's standards. He says that the steps of a good man are ordered and ordained by God. And ladies, I know we are looking for good men. And those of you who are not, or well, if you're not, tell your daughter. You know, what constitutes a good man? Tell your granddaughter.
Yeah.
Tell your sons. What constitutes a good man? What makes up a good man? And then we can tell ourselves, because we want to be found righteous also in the eyesight of God. And so we can learn from this lesson. But since it was Father's Day, the steps of a good man. David is the writer of this book. And David wrote some 73 Psalms. And at the time of the writing, David is old, according to his own words, because when you look in verse 25, David says, "I have been young, but now I'm old. But yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread." Somebody can shout hallelujah right there.
Amen.
Yeah. Knowing that God will take care of us. We can go from birth to our old age, and God is taking care of us. And not only that, but David said, when we walk right before God, he'll take care of our seed. So we can give God a hand clap of praise right there. Knowing that God, he will provide for his children. But the lesson here says, the steps of a good man. And the foundation of this lesson, of this scripture, of this passage of scripture, David is writing from the foundation that the righteous was beginning to envy the wicked. They were looking at how the wicked seemed to prosper while the righteous suffer. And that's been a long old age question. Why do the righteous suffer while the wicked prosper? They asked that question there on David's day, and they're still asking it today. Maybe not directly, but indirectly. We ask that question. Why do the righteous suffer and the wicked prosper? Asaph asked that question in the 73rd of Psalms. He says, "I know that God is good, but my foot almost slipped when I surveyed the wicked. And I saw how they were prospering while I was going through pains and suffering. But Asaph said, but when I went into the house of God, when I went into the temple, and I saw the end result of the wicked, he says, I began to praise God.
Yeah.
I began to praise God.
Yeah.
So here in this foundation for this scripture, David is trying to get the people to understand we need to stay focused on God. We need to continue to trust God. We need to keep our eyes on God. And not worry about what the other person is doing. When you read in the 37th chapter of Psalms, it says, the Lord is laughing at the wicked because he knows their end results. So he contrasts the wicked and the righteous. And he shows the difference and the results of being righteous and the end result of the wicked.
All right.
And the question, like I say, is asked, why do the wicked, the righteous suffer?
My Lord.
While the wicked appear to be prospering and appear to be getting away, but we've learned that they won't get away. But the answer to that question is because God, he's sovereign. And he does what he want to do as it pleases him. And he don't have to answer to you or me. His wisdom is above our comprehension. We can't comprehend the wisdom of God. For his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So the answer to that question is that God, in his wisdom, knows what he's doing. But the scripture text here says that the steps of a good man, and in the Hebrew language, you won't find the word good. You may find pious. You may find an upright man. You may find a righteous man. You may find a devout man. You may find a blameless man, which doesn't mean that he's without fault, but it just means that he seeks to do what God wants him to do. His will is to please God. And even Jesus said in Luke 18 and 18, when the rich young ruler came to him and called him good master.
All right.
Jesus said, why call it me good? For there is none good but the Father. So a righteous man, he says the steps, the course of his life, the path that he takes, the path in which he goes, his goings and his comings, he says they are ordered. God has already established that man's going. He's already set us up.
Already.
It's already been ordained by God.
Yeah.
Everything that we go through, God already knows.
Yeah. Already
knows. He already knows our shortcomings.
Yeah.
He knows our strengths.
Yeah.
So everything that we go through, God is intervening.
Yeah.
He intervenes in the affairs of man. He has charted the course. When you read in Philippians 2:13, it said it is God who worketh in us to will and to do all of his good pleasure. And when you look at some of our forefathers, when you look at Abraham, steps was ordered by God that he might become the father of many nations. When you look at the life of David was a shepherd. God ordered his step that he might become king over his people.
Yeah.
When you look at the life of Joseph, sold into slavery by his brothers, that he might save a nation. And Joseph was able to say to the brothers, what you meant for evil, but the providential will of God was for our good. When you look at Moses, who was raised up in Pharaoh's house, and when he left 80 years later, he was able to go back and tell Pharaoh, God said, let my people go. The providential will of God, the steps of a good man, the Bible says, they are ordered, they are planned, they are established by God. God orders his steps. And the Bible says, not only do God order our steps, that the good man's steps is ordered by God. He says, but God, he delighted in his way.
Right.
When our steps are ordered by God,
okay,
and when we're seeking to please God, when we're seeking to follow God, the Bible says that he's delighted in our way.
Yeah.
Now tell me, what father would not be pleased with his child?
All right. Yeah.
When he see that that child is doing everything that he knows how to please him, to do what's right, to follow his standards, to follow his rules and his regulations. What father would not be pleased with a child that seeks to please him? And it's the same way with God.
Yeah.
When our children do the things that we want them to do, we tend to want to stick our chest out. We tend to want to boast and brag. Because we are pleased with the way that they are going.
Yeah.
And our Heavenly Father wants to brag on his children.
Right.
He sticks his chest out.
Yeah.
When we are following and doing God's will. When we're seeking to please God and not ourselves. When we're seeking and our delight is in him and not ourselves. And it's not by constraint. We're not doing it because God is holding a whip over us. Our children are not doing what's right because we are there having a whip over them. But they are doing it because they delight in pleasing the parents. And so whatever we do for God, we do it because we delight in pleasing God. We delight. What we do in the day, it can be done in the dark. Other words, my attitude and my relationship with God shouldn't change when it get dark. You know what they say about when it's, what's done in the dark will come to the light. But I'm saying to us today that the steps of a good man, his steps are ordered day and night. So whatever he's doing in the day, he ought to be able to do it in the night. And whatever he's doing in the dark, it ought to show up that it's pleasing to God in the day.
Amen.
Yeah. Whether the doors are closed or the doors are open. Because you know they say what you do behind closed doors. But I'm saying that the steps of a good man that's ordered by God, it doesn't matter whether the doors is closed or open. Whatever I'm doing when the doors are closed, I ought to be able to do it when the doors is open. Because my steps are ordered by God. The Bible says that the law of his God is in his heart. That means that he seeks to please God. He reads God's word. He studies God's word. He knows what the word says. He seeks to follow the word. He hides the word in his heart that he might not sin against his God. The steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. And God delighted in his way. And not only do God order our steps and delight when we are doing what God wants us to do. But the Bible says, though we fall, when we have done all that we can, when we have done all that we can and we have stood all that we can and we have done our best, and though we fall, The Bible says he will not throw us away.
No, right?
We will not utterly be cast away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody say that you can't hold a good man down when his steps are ordered by God. Though he falls 7 times, he will get up again because his steps are ordered by God. It says, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hands. The Lord will pick us up when we fall. If he have to reach way down, he will pick us up. And the reason why I know God will pick us up, because he picked me up one day. He picked me up out of the miry clay and placed my feet up on a rock to stay. And the psalmist says he established our going. When you read Psalms 40:2,
my Lord.
He says he picked me up out of the miry clay, out of the muck, out of the pit of destruction, and he placed my feet on a rock, and he established my going. Psalms 40:2. So when the good man steps is ordered by the Lord, though he may fall, God will not cast us away. For he promised he would never leave us, nor would he forsaken us. But he will uphold us with his hand. He will uphold us with his hands. He will pick us up if he got to reach way down.
Oh, yeah.
You can't keep a good man down whose steps are being ordered by God.
All right.
Yeah. He'll pick us up.
Yes, he will.
The Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are on the ways of a good man. And he sees all of his steps.
Yeah.
But the wicked man, he follows after his own way. And his way is right in his own eyes.
Okay.
But I heard the Bible say that there is a way that seemeth right to a man. But the end thereof is destruction. But the good man, he follows the path of his God.
Yeah.
And he hides his God's word in his heart that he might not sin against God. The good man, he asks the Lord to order his steps in his word according to Psalms 119 and 133. The good man,
right,
he walks with the Lord while he run this race. And he asks God to walk with him while he run this race. The good man knows that the joy of the Lord is his strength.
Yeah.
The good man knows that apart from God, he can do nothing. The good man knows that it was amazing grace that saved a wretch like me.
All right.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. The good man is not ashamed to let the world, Jesus himself being much God, much man, but God ordered his steps. Jesus said, I came not to do my will, but I came to do the will of the Father. The Father's will, his plan, because he knows best. So Jesus laid down his life for you and I. He offered himself as a sacrifice. He offered himself as a sin offering for you and I. He died. And he was buried on the third day. But he got up with all power in his hand. And God gave him a name that's above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow. Those in heaven, those in earth, those under the earth. And every tongue has to confess that Jesus is Lord, right, to the glory of the, right, Father.
Amen.
A good man.
Yeah.
Steps are ordered by God. And God delights in his way.
Yeah.
Do we have any good men in here today? Do we have any good men. We're looking